So I'd like to ask him to come and share.
Hi, everybody. Bless your hearts. So, you know, it's just so great to be alive in this day and this time. I don't know if all you guys celebrated, well, not actually celebrated, but had thoughts of remembrance on Wednesday. Obviously, we all had families that fought in the wars, in World War One and World War Two, and, you know, it brings back to memory a lot of things that we should be thankful for, especially in this day and time. You know, people seem to think that this lockdown is so hard, you know, that they can't go out and do their clothes shopping and their toy shopping and all those other things. But my mum actually reminded me of when she was a little girl during the war and they had ration books and times were really hard. No such thing as central heating, toilets outside, air raids going off in the middle of the night and you taking your children and running down into the air raid shelters and spending the night with people you didn't even know. Powdered egg, no sugar, you know. And when she was sharing this with me, it just really made me think about my life and how I live right now. And I got to share a little bit with Maya, and Maya had tears in her eyes. She was so blessed to learn about why we wear a poppy and what we have to remember. And her little voice said, "But Nana, we have God now." You know, out of the heart, out of the mouth of babes. So I've gone into work today and I'm full of the joys of spring. It's early morning and I'm bubbling over. And the pharmacist said to me, "It's so lovely when you come in. You have this big smile, your attitude towards life and the way that you give us all that sort of energy boost as soon as you come in the door," because I'm quite hyper in the mornings after about 4 cups of black coffee, strong black coffee, I'm raring to go. And she said to me, "It's actually mind over matter, isn't it? You know, the way that we approach things nowadays." And I said, "Actually, you do know that I'm a believer. So the outward appearance, everything that I portray, I just want you to know that it's because I put God first, that I love God. And we do have so much to be thankful for. I brought up about the war yesterday, because it was on yesterday, the 11th of November. I said, and like, you know, even back then, God was with the people. Whether they were Christians or not, God was with the people. And today, with what we are going through, God is with the people. And God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." See, we all try to understand, we try to comprehend about the war, about COVID, about what's going on in our lives. We have dark days, we have sad days, we have happy days, but not trying to understand with our understanding, but knowing that we have a God that we can trust in. That he never, ever forsakes us. You know, we call on him and he hears us. We ask of him and he gives us. So when we trust in God and not in ourselves or in any man, woman or child, then we get to see the blessings of God. When we go to God in prayer, when we have that relationship, that personal relationship with him, then we will manifest that from the inside out. And people will see it. And people will say, "There's something different about you. Why are you like this?" That we don't let the negatives come out of our mouth. We give those negatives to God and we trust that he'll take care of them. We confess what the word says. Because see, again, like Lawrence shared many times, especially when he did his class and he did the book. Pardon, what did you say? When we speak negatives, they're coming from our heart. So yeah, we may be afraid. We may be having a tough time. We may be having a dark day. But when we speak that out, it makes it more real. And it affects us as a person. We may not realize it, but it affects us. And it dampens that spirit that God's placed within us. It dampens it. It sort of consumes it and crushes it. But see, God, when we speak the positives, when we speak what God says, that spirit becomes on fire. It becomes luminous. It just radiates out of us. And that's what people want to see. People need to see that there's something different about us. If we all go about like downtrodden Christians and, oh, worry me, and, oh, this has happened now and that's happened, how will we ever win anyone to the world? Word. You know, the world is dark enough that we are the lights and we are to shine so bright. Driving home from work yesterday, and I drove, as I was coming up the hill into Pocklechurch, there was this huge rainbow over, and it looked like it was actually over our house. And it was so bright, a real bright rainbow. One light faded, the colours were luminous. And I come home and I shouted up to Lawrence, "Lawrence, quick, look out the window. This rainbow was just amazing." And I've seen some rainbows. Lawrence comes down from his office and he's out there and he's trying to take the pictures and all that. But you couldn't even get it in your photo frame. It was that big and that luminous. It was amazing. And again, you know, like the signs that God shows us that he's always with us. You know, that it, even though that rainbow was there and it had been pouring with rain, it was never going to flood again. You know, that he protects us in everything that we do. So no matter if we're going to go through another war, whether we're going through this pandemic, whether we're going to have famines or earthquakes, we are saved. We have eternal life, guys. You know, Christ is coming back and we will all be gathered together. And all those that we've lost, all our loved ones, we will all be reunited. And that's the day that we keep in our hearts and our minds and we rejoice. And we are glad that we know that Christ is coming back. So that's the things that we hold to our hearts. That's the things that we remind people of. You know, not that we've, you know, got debts up to our ears, or, you know, we can't afford this, or, you know, I'm feeling ill, or I've got these pains, or I've got this discomfort, or I'm having a real dark day, or, you know, that's not what we remind each other. There are times when we share our burdens, you know, but there are other times when we go to God, we have that intimate relationship with him, where we trust him emphatically with what's going on in our hearts. Because he already knows, he just wants you to go to him. That's the first point of call. You go to him, you share your heart. And do you know what? As soon as you've shared it, it's like a burden lifted. You feel so much better. You feel so alive. And you know without a doubt that when you go to God and he answers those prayers, that you know that he's there. It's not that you've told someone else and someone else has told someone else and that need's got met. God meets that need, and he meets those needs on a daily basis. So in this day and time, we do have so much to be thankful for. And like just wearing a smile, even though we've got these stupid masks and everything else, I put a smile on that mask. You know, I was going around today and I had a smile on that mask and it was just making people laugh. I wanted to put a couple of pairs of eyes and a couple of pairs of ears as well, but you know, but that's the other thing. We have these masks. You can't see people's faces. You can't, like, really converse with people. And 9 times out of 10, they touch that mask more than they would touch their face on a normal day. So not always a good thing. But knowing that no matter what, if God says that he'll take care of our needs, that he'll be there for us, do we trust him to do that? Do we trust him, or do we trust in ourselves? And that's the main point and the main key tonight from me to you, that we trust in the Lord with all our hearts. We lean not onto our own understanding. We let those lights so shine. We're very thankful for this day and time. In fact, we should be thankful for every day. You know, I always say it. You know, I get up in the morning, I swing my legs out the bed. I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful for my health and my strength. I'm thankful for my family. Thank you for my spiritual family. Thankful for my kids who are amazing. They've done some amazing things and they've, you know, we've raised them all the same. They're all so different, but very thankful to God for them. They've been prayed for from the day they were born. You know, that we can have an impact on people's lives, whether it's our own children, whether it's our parents, whether it's our brothers and sisters, whether it's just family members or friends, work colleagues. We can have an impact. We just have to make that decision that I am not going to confess the negatives. I am not going to be like the world. I am going to make a difference, no matter how I feel. Because, you know, it doesn't come down to feelings either. You know, we are born again. That old man is dead, right? That spirit in us is resurrected, and we will stand strong no matter what. We just have to allow God to work within us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, and trust in him with all our hearts. So have a really great week. Love you guys. Bless you.
Oh, thank you, Kim.